The government of Rwanda has been relying on thousands of informal courts to help dispense justice for crimes committed during the 1994 genocide. The courts, known as Gacaca, are convened on patches of grass in towns across the country. Since they were started last year, the experimental courts have not accomplished what they set out to do. Dina Temple-Raston reports from Kigali.
9 months ago, the Rwandan government began the Gacaca, saying the courts would heal the nation, resolve the fates of lower-level genocide suspects, and help victims learn how their family members were murdered. But the courts have been plagued with lackluster participation, and the hearings have resurrected old resentments that pitted the Hutu majority against the Tutsi in the first place. Joseph H., a Hutu, is a young student recently released by a Gacaca.
The government is still interested in revenge. In the Gacaca, someone needs only say, I saw you take part in the genocide, and you're sent off to prison. It's that simple. That's one of the reasons why the Gacaca are so poorly attended. They are a farce. The only ones who are tried or accused are Hutu. It's as if the Tutsi didn't do anything wrong.
The Gacaca are attempting to turn the page on the massacres of 8 years ago, when 800,000 Rwandan Tutsis and moderate Hutu were killed in the space of 100 days by Hutu extremists. Today there is finger-pointing on both sides. Many Hutu argue that the Tutsi-led Rwandan Patriotic Front, whose leaders now run the country, has blood on its own hands. The RPF, they say, killed tens of thousands of Hutu during their march on Kigali in 1994. Those crimes are not discussed in the Gacaca. Samantha Powers, the director of the Carr Center for Human Rights Policy at Harvard. She has been monitoring the progress of Rwanda's Gacaca and says the exclusion of the Tutsi crimes is troublesome.
The damage in excluding discussion of those crimes is that it makes the Hutu, who are 85% of the Rwandan population to this day, feel as if this process is not for them. And if they don't play, if they don't participate, and if they feel alienated by these hearings, they will not show up. Or if they show up, they will be there in body but not in spirit.
Having Hutu embrace the process is critical because, like the Truth and Reconciliation Commission in South Africa, the success of Gacaca depends on the confessions that it elicits. But so far, only a tiny fraction of those in prison are lining up to admit to any crime. Outside Gikondo Prison, on the outskirts of Kigali, inmates are dancing and singing for a crowd gathered for a Gacaca. The dancing and singing mask the terrible conditions there. More than 6,000 inmates are crammed into a prison equipped to hold only a third of them. That kind of overcrowding is typical, and one of the reasons why President Kagame has decided to release up to 40,000 detainees next month. The government has encouraged the prisoners to entertain the crowds in an effort to boost attendance at the Gacaca hearings. At a recent proceeding, several hundred villagers gathered under stormy skies, ringing the prison courtyard. Faustin Maringo is the present director at Gikondo Prison. Marie Rose, a Rwandan attending the Gacaca, interprets.
The director is telling him, explain to him why you are here. Then the prisoner is saying, I'm innocent, but they suspect me to be among the genocide killers, but for me, I'm innocent.
This is how many Gacaca begin, with protestations of innocence. In Rwanda, reminders of the 1994 genocide are everywhere. There are monuments and makeshift graveyards, and in the hills around Kigali, there are enormous new houses that belong to government officials. They were all built, for free, by the nation's prison population. They are called Merci Genocide, or Thank You Genocide houses. Looking at the houses on the hills, around the prison, former prisoner Joseph H. says it's hard not to be angry.
Later, as time passes, we'll realize we aren't at peace with what has happened. The violence of the genocide might be over, but we're still affected. Justice hasn't been done.
And Joseph is considered one of the lucky ones. He was released from prison 9 months ago when nobody offered evidence against him in a Gacaca. For NPR News, I'm Dina Temple-Raston in Kigali, Rwanda.